back to hour three of Rosie on the House this absolutely gorgeous Saturday morning. We're broadcasting from up in the White Mountains at the Bison Ranch for the annual Crawfish Festival. We'll be cooking up at starting at about 11:30, being ready to serve fresh boiled crawfish starting at noon. We're going to serve up until 9 p.m. until we run out of crawfish. We've got roughly about, depending on today's catch, something in the neighborhood of between 2,500 and 2,800 pounds of crawfish to serve at the festival. So if you've ever wondered what it's like to eat a crawfish, this is your day to discover that at Bison Ranch. And you know what? Jennifer's here with me today, and the other thing about the Crawfish Festival is we actually can not only show people how to eat it, but we've been demonstrating all week to the people at the lakes how to catch it. And then there's a cleaning process for it, and then there's a cooking process for it. How many times, and we were on the Outdoor Arizona show last Saturday, and Mike Russell was having us talk about all of our camping experiences over all the years here in Arizona.
He was a great host.
That was a lot of fun. How many times in our camping experience that we've been lakeside where we put the six kids out with 6 or 10 or 12 or 20 crawfish traps, and our kids are running up and down the shore saying, I got 3, I got 8, I got 12. I can remember an episode in particular at Kinnickinnick Lake in about 1984 or 85 where there wasn't a boat or a fisherman on the lake catching a thing.
And they were screaming, we got some.
And the kids were running up and down the shore talking about how much they'd won. Pretty soon, every little kayak, every little boat, every little raft fisherman had kind of worked their way over to our corner of the lake, and they wanted to know, what were you using for bait? What did you catch? How many did you catch? And we were filling an ice chest with crawfish. We weren't even fishing. But the kids especially love it because you may come up and on a good day catch, on a great day, you may catch a limit of trout in a morning. You know, so 6 fish in a morning, a fish an hour. We're catching 300 pounds of crawfish a day.
Well, and you're moving around, walking from trap to trap. You're not untangling
watching a bobber
line or getting kids hooked up in hooks. Yeah. It's a great thing for little ones.
It is a great activity for families to get out into Arizona and experience it. So we're here at Bison Ranch. Y'all come up if you're in the area and join us. A lot of y'all already have. There isn't a motel room available in the entire community. So don't come up thinking you're going to find a place to stay tonight. If you're going to come up, know you're going to have to drive a little ways to find a motel, probably all the way over to Sholo, which is about 25, 30 minutes away, or all the way back down in Payson, which is about an hour away. Going to see a lot of people here. Today's topic in the next hour, we'll take any question you have about home remodeling or home improvement. If you're trying to tackle something, go ahead and give us a ring. We've got Jennifer and I here. Romy has had to excuse himself to start cooking the 2,800 pounds of crawfish. He's getting all the pots going. He's got a stand of about 10 boiling pots over there. They've just fired it up and get it up to temperature and get the crawfish seasoned and drop them in probably right about 11:15 or 11:30. We're on a topic today, recycle, repurpose, reuse, that was really driven, like many of the topics we deal with here at Rosie and House, by our listeners.
Hopefully all of our topics are driven by our listeners.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we determine what the topic's going to be given by the input we're receiving from the website, from the office phone calls, from the emails, the inquiries on air. And we say, you know, it seems like there's just tends to be an interest in this particular topic. But this particular topic, the recycle repurpose, I guess it was driven by Terry Gallenbach of Phoenix Recycling Program, Metro Phoenix Recycling Program. But in particular, it was a listener who owns a ranch in Sulphur Springs Valley, about 30 miles north of Wilcox, Arizona, the Bull Rock Ranch. And they knew how much I loved back roads of Arizona. They knew we have some rural Arizona real estate in our real estate portfolio. And they felt if they could trick me into coming out to their ranch and seeing it, we would possibly buy it. And boy, did I want to.
It was lovely.
Boy, did I want to. So they fabricated some little problem with foundation moisture or something. I can't remember what it was. And I volunteered. Yeah, absolutely, I'll come out. I'd love to see your place. And boy, I fell in love with it from the second I saw it. and it's the Bull Rock Ranch. And they're actually going to subdivide the ranch, keep the house. Their son and grandson have moved to Florida. They want to be able to spend some more time with the family, not be pinned down to that rural Arizona location 12 months out of the year. They're thinking, hey, if we could just subdivide this ranch. So we looked and talked and visited, and I went up there for a day. They invited you and I back. We went down there for a weekend.
Fun, yes.
They were just perfect hosts. We stayed in the bunkhouse. Mm-hmm. It was great. That weekend, they sold the ranch.
I'm glad we went when we did.
Yes, me too.
And I'm glad for just getting to see the place, because that kind of inspired this idea of, it's not our idea, but just the idea of covering as a topic, reusing and repurposing things. It takes a lot of time and effort, and the creativity in their home was fantastic. It's not a fancy home.
This husband and wife bought this ranch, which included an old homestead structure that hadn't been lived in for quite some time. And it had plants actually growing
inside the house,
needed to be cleaned up quite a bit. At the beginning, I believe the story they share with us is they were pretty sure at close of escrow that they anticipated the structure was a complete teardown. But as they proceeded to start tearing it down, they realized, you know, this house has really good bones. I don't remember this part of the story, but somehow, some way, they had the opportunity to go take down a house in California, Torrance, California, that just happened to be built and by someone who's fairly famous, John DeLorean. Mm-hmm. He invented the DeLorean stainless steel car that had to be back in the late 70s, early 80s. To finance his ailing car manufacturing business, he allegedly started selling drugs. And the federal government thought dimly of that to the point where he actually went to jail. The involved in John DeLorean house were the groundskeepers, the butlers, and the maids. When he got out of jail, he died. So there's this house that's been built and basically never been used. And now this family from Sulphur Springs Valley, Wilcox, Arizona, gets the opportunity to tear the house down. They tear the house down. You have a new term for it. It's called deconstructing.
Deconstructing.
They took the house down board by board, piece by piece, and inventoried and salvaged the lumber, the plumbing, the electrical, the roofing, the windows, much of the cabinetry inside in the library and the furniture. And they took, do you remember how many trips they made?
50, I think.
Over 50 trips between this ranch and Torrance, California.
They broke bones. They had breakdowns. I'm like, whoa, what a labor of love.
Oh, that's right. He fell off the ladder
and she broke her back.
That's right.
Know,
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Let's just say they were tenacious. They were committed to getting this done. Well, the house we stayed in at that time, it was completely finished. And they had the bookcases from DeLorean's library in their office. You would have thought they had been custom built just for that application. Mm-hmm. They currently and still do have racks and racks and racks of very fine lumber. As a matter of fact, I would tell you, I think they would like to sell that lumber before they have to vacate the property, which is in October or November. If you're in the market for used lumber, contact us at Rosie on the House. We'll put you in touch with the family, and y'all can talk through the amount of product they have that is still available. If you're interested in that, again, just reach out to us at rosieonthehouse.com. In the subject line, put in there, Bull Rock. Okay, Bull Rock Ranch.
That's info at Rosie on the House.
And that'll tell us you're interested in contacting the family about repurposing and purchasing some of the inventory of product they have. Because I think their whole garage was still filled with some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful
lumber. Well organized and cataloged and everything.
Absolutely. So they've got this inventory of material. They've put this house together. It's actually the subject of our Arizona Republic article today. There's actually pictures in there of some of the things that they used and utilized. Whole windows were installed. The little rock backsplash orientation that Rita did in the entire kitchen.
That was just from rocks off the property.
Rocks off the property. The cabinet that they turned into an island in the master bedroom.
You would never have known unless somebody said it and you go, oh, I see that now.
Turned into a perfect little centerpiece.
And their fencing is...
All the fencing in the bunkhouse where we stayed, one entire wall was made up of pallets that had been disassembled and layered horizontally with the rough sawn lumber. Gave a very, very unique, good-looking look. So repurposing, recycling, and reusing is the topic we're on. Give us a ring. Let us know what your examples of repurposing are. 1-888-767-4348. Or again, this is just Jennifer and I visiting about a passion, a topic we're both passionate about. You can interrupt us by asking us questions on projects you're tackling around the house. We have just recently engaged in a small little bathroom makeover at our house. We had a large mirror that was about 6 feet long and about 4.5 feet tall. And I took it into the cabinet shop and had never cut glass in my life. And I fortunately recruited Stan Zimbrunnen, our man at Rosie on the House Remodeling. I said, Stan, you ever cut glass before? He says, oh, yeah. So we got a glass cutter, and we actually cut that mirror down into several pieces. I built some custom frames to match the cabinets that were in that bathroom. And it was a 60-year-old mirror, but there was absolutely nothing wrong with it. It was the good, heavy, thick, quarter-inch mirror. It didn't have a scratch in it. And so that was just one way we've repurposed something recently. We ended up with smaller pieces of mirrors. I'm going to build frames for those, and I don't know where we'll put those.
Yeah.
But we'll find a home for them.
It's fun to – it takes creativity. It's a little bit – takes a little longer than just going to the store and picking up new stuff.
I think you posted something on Facebook today. We're going to talk about that. But right now we're going to take a short break, post something that you repurposed at the Romero's house. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348.